K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, another PPPD Weekend Edition starts right now. Busy weekend for K-State sports all over the place here. Baseball's going on, and depending, I'm recording this on Friday, folks, so get your weekend on with the Purple Project Podcast, PPPD Edition. So a lot going on, and depending on when this comes out, does the K-State basketball team, respectively, are they going to be still playing? We're going to find out about that, especially with the men's playing TCU late Thursday night. So we'll see how that all transpires. And, of course, before that, the women's team playing Texas Tech, or we've already played Texas Tech when this comes out as well, in the 8-9 matchup over there at Municipal Arena. All right, so switching back gears, this is volleyball edition, folks, of this podcast. New head coach, Jason Mansfield and company revealed a little more snippet of their spring volleyball schedule on Wednesday afternoon. And we have a couple quotes from him, the new head coach for volleyball. Coach Mansfield saying, quote, "The girls have been working really hard this spring, and they're improving in so many areas." And he goes on to say, quote, "We are excited to see what spaces we need to continue to grow in," end quote. And then, of course, I'm going to stay on head coach Jason Mansfield again. Quote, "We feel very fortunate to be able to drive and play such great competition in the spring," end quote, there as well. So here we go. So, and luckily for Coach Mansfield, he's going to take a look at almost some good core players that he's going to be looking at. I've already mentioned three of those already. Mackenzie Morris, Aaliyah Carter, of course, who was a freshman of the year. Mackenzie Morris, who was a player of the year, Big 12 player of the year, or defensive player of the year. One of those two, anyways. Back in the fall semester, and then, of course, a rising star in Shaylee Myers. And then you got to throw in here Cindy Bolding. She's going to be on the roster here, along with Lauren Hinkle and Katie Fernholtz as well. So you have already some of those players that holdovers from the Susie Fritz era, which ended last fall semester. So you already, that's a good core right there. Again, I'm interested to see how they do. I know it's only three games, but again, Jason Mansfield has an impressive resume. We talked about that when he was hired by athletic director Gene Taylor. He's been to a couple of Final Fours. He's been to NCAA tournaments, things like that. So he knows good volleyball. And I'm anxious to see, what we saw with Jerome Tang, right? Two holdovers, and you put the pieces together. Getting the Naquan Tomlins, the Keontae Johnsons, the Desi Stills, and see what they have. Boom. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But the first game is going to be at Wichita State. That is going to be at Charles Koch Arena, and it's going to be open to the public. It's going to be free, actually. So, they're going to be 2 o'clock. Again, mark this down. March 25th. I'll be in Liberty, Missouri, so I won't be there. But you guys, K-State Nation, can attend. March 25th, Saturday, March 25th, 2 p.m. Wichita State will be at Charles Koch Arena. I believe that's going to be in Wichita State there as well. And, of course, this is going to be interesting. Following a scrimmage against Wichita State. the volleyball team will head to Indianola, Iowa. On April 4th, on the weekend of April 22nd, to play Minnesota. Both of these teams will meet at Simpson College. That's interesting. Why are they not meeting in Minnesota?
Don't do it, Eddie. Don't do it. So, yeah, they're going to meet in Iowa. Indianola, Iowa. I cannot speak there. So, the Gophers, Lady Gophers, finished 22-9 last year, and they're ranked in the top 10 in the AFCA poll, 10th. Whew, that's going to be stiff competition. That's going to be a good test right there. And then, of course, the last game will be against Omaha at Baxter Arena at noon the following weekend, April 29th there as well. So looks like, yeah, they're going to be traveling. So they're not, none of these games are going to be here, which is unfortunate, given the fact they're putting the new touches, finishing touches on a new arena here in Manhattan for the volleyball team. You have a new coach, new arena. It's going to be something. This upcoming fall, I'm excited to see what Coach Mansfield has in store for his team. And we're going to get a little preview. You guys can't see it, but you have a chance. You guys, K-State Nation, got a chance to go down Wichita State to see this team. So we'll see what happens there. Activity. And, of course, already mentioned the players on the roster as well, including a couple more that have been listed on this list, including Shaylee Myers, Amali Ramsey, Ava LeGrand. Yeah, so that's not on here. I remember that from memory. So that's kudos to me doing this podcast and also staying in touch with what's going on. So, hey, that's what you got to do, right? So there you go. So you want to stay up to date on the volleyball team. KSportsSports.com will have coverage of it. And, of course, we'll keep tabs on it, I should say. And social media, you can follow the volleyball team on there as well, especially if you have Twitter as well. So three games on the spring slate for new head coach Jason Mansfield in a K-State women's volleyball team. They'll take shape March 25th, and they'll have about a month to prepare for Minnesota in Iowa. And then you got to go to Omaha, Nebraska to finish it up there as well. So interesting, exciting stuff for K-State women's volleyball, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Again, make sure you get caught up on all the weekly editions of the podcast, including episode 149 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly with my special guest this week, Josh Neighbors, host of Locked On Big 12, talking K-State in the Big 12 tournament as well. And when this comes out, it'll be Saturday, so that'll be Championship Saturday. So, yeah, that's a toss-up. I don't know if we'll make it that far. I mean, again, K-State can either be out, be one and done, or they can make a run here. So we'll see what transpires. I will be in Kansas City for majority of the weekend, so I'll be checking back in with you guys on probably late Sunday night, because the selection show will be Sunday. So I'll definitely do something on that, literally reacting to where K-State men's team are going to go for the NCAA tournament. So you want to make sure you want to stay up to date with your K-State Wildcats. This is the podcast to be. Feel free to leave a rating or review. No one star or two star. And find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. Go catch the PBBD in the Bucks. Talk to y'all next edition.